Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Meditation is for you, the spirit, to turn within for God within you. Now, to help you do that, I'd like to invite you to ground. And this is you, the spirit, creating a connection between you and your body, you, your body, and planet Earth. So take a nice deep breath and allow energy to flow from your first chakra, which is near the base of your spine, and allow that energy to flow through the chair, the floor, and all the layers of the earth until you have a cord that flows from you to the center of the earth. We call this your grounding cord. And it allows you, the spirit, to be in charge of your energy. Everything is energy, and you have your little piece of it that is your universe. Allow yourself to ground all the creative energy that you have in this particular body. Take a nice deep breath. And let the body relax as you ground it. And you, the spirit, begin to take more control over your creativity in the earth. Now, I mentioned you are spirit. And yes, you are. You are a spark of light, a part of the divine force. You are amazing, far beyond your wildest dreams. And you, as spirit, perceive yourself as a bright spark of light, and can learn to see others as a bright spark of light. Again, take a nice deep breath and allow that bright spark that's you, spirit, to come to the top of your head. Just vibrate there for a moment. Then allow yourself to comfortably come through the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. This is the space where you, the spirit, can abide within your physical body without being overwhelmed by it. You can maintain your spiritual perspective. You, the spirit, can fulfill your desires when grounded and focused in the center of your head. As I mentioned, we're going to meditate this morning on taking off your rose-colored glasses. Now, that could be quite a shock to a few of you. So we could start with making a little scratch in your rose-colored glasses. And anyone who feels brave enough is most welcome to completely take them off. Now, when I speak of your rose-colored glasses, I'm speaking of your desire to make things the way you want them to be. And that's not how things are. I'm talking about your expectations. I'm talking about what we at CDM have nicknamed your perfect pictures. Jesus was my favorite teacher, and he was such a speaker of the truth. It's one of the reasons he was very unpopular and considered a tremendous rebel. And sometimes people would say to him, "Oh, you're so perfect, you're so good." And he said, "I am not good. Only God is good." Isn't that entertaining? People today want to worship Jesus. Jesus said, God is what we need to worship. So when we wear rose-colored glasses, we're creating all kinds of little films in front of our face that say, oh, worship this. This is the best. Oh, that person's all good. Oh, look, I'm all good. Guess what? Each of us is a part of God. We're not the totality of God. And good means whole, complete. And we're not. We're a spark of experience. We have abilities beyond our wildest dreams. However, we're a part of God, not the totality of God. So as we take off our rose-colored glasses, we begin to see the true beauty in ourselves and others and the world around us. So let's start with ourselves. I want you to tune in to one thing you're looking at within yourself through rose-colored glasses. Relationships are always fun. Oh, it's the other person's fault. I'm good, they're bad. I'm right, they're wrong. That would be rose-colored glasses. Or there could be, they're all right and I'm all wrong. That's equally as rosy. So find something in your life that you're fooling yourself about. If you can't think of something, ask the psychic sitting next to you for a suggestion. Now, as you get in touch with this particular issue that you're playing games with yourself about, start using your grounding to let go of what's frightening you. Because that's why we wear rose-colored glasses. Because we are afraid. We are afraid to see the full picture, to see the truth. Use your grounding to let go of your body's fear so that you, the spirit, can begin to see what really is. Take a nice deep breath and notice how your body feels as you begin to let go of the lies, as you begin to see a bigger picture. Nice deep breath. Increase your grounding. And let's allow ourselves to use gold neutral energy. Allow a gold vibration to come from a bright gold sun above your head. And let it flow through your body. Let it flow to you and through your body, helping you experience being neutral. Let it help melt away some of those rose-colored glasses. Now you let yourself see you a little more clearly. How about if you pick someone else in your life that you're viewing through your rose-colored glasses? Children are always a good choice. Or mates, or spouses, friends. And I want you to let yourself see this soul in a broader perspective. Every single soul in a body has good and bad. That's the joy of being in a body on planet Earth. We get to make choices. If you are viewing this other person, oh, they're all good, you will eventually have to leave them because you will eventually see they're bad. And when you see the bad, you go, oh, they're all bad. And neither of those statements is true. They're human. They have good, they have bad, they have ups, they have downs. You look at the whole package and then you say, is this worth it? Yes or no? Do I want to be with this? Yes or no? Well, gee, they've got this and this, but they've got this and this. Okay, I'll take it. Wrap it up, I'll take it all. But to truly have an honest relationship with yourself or others, you must take off your rose-colored glasses. If, for example, you're having difficulty creating relationships, you've got some really thick rose-colored glasses. It's got to be this way or this way or this way. And we ladies have a real propensity toward that. Men don't even understand our level of expectation. And that's a wonderful thing. Use your grounding to let go of some of that rose-colored view of this other soul that you relate to, so that you can begin to see the full spectrum of this person. They're good, they're bad, the parts you like, the parts you don't like. And you will then begin to experience the L word that I don't talk about very often. those of you who don't know what I'm referring to, it's love. To see yourself as you are and accept yourself as you are is the beginning of love. And you can then translate that in your relations to everyone else. Now you've gotten a little view of how these rose-colored glasses affect your relationship with yourself and with someone else. I want you to tune in to how these rose-colored glasses affect you and others in how you move through life. When you are wearing these little glasses of yours, are you validating people? Are you validating yourself? Well, the answer to that is no. Because anytime you're looking at someone, whether it's you or another, through these rose-colored glasses, you're expecting something that doesn't exist. I want you to be like I want you to be. Well, gee, doesn't work, does it? And they feel terrible because they can't possibly be the way you want them to be. Well, I want myself to be the way I want myself to be. How does that work for you? Again, use your grounding and the flow of gold energy through your body to help you let go of these expectations that cause you to invalidate you and the world around you. This is one of the main illnesses on planet Earth. I believe it's probably more intense here in the United States than a lot of other places, partly because it's a very young nation. It's that desire for perfection, that unrealistic desire for things to be the way we want them to be. Use your grounding. Let go of the lies that keep you from validating yourself and everyone and everything in your life. Remember, when you see a beautiful lotus, it grew from the mud. When you see a beautiful soul, it grew through many difficulties. Without the bad, how would we know what good is? Without the sad, how would we know the happy? Without the wonderful opposites that we have on this planet, how could we be free to choose? Take a nice deep breath and allow any of those rose-colored glasses that are left to begin to melt and flow down your grounding cord. See things as they are, from neutral, without judgment, and you will have a life of freedom and probably a great deal of amusement. Now I want you to take a moment and tune in to the rose-colored glasses that affect your spiritual perspective. Oh, my spiritual path is the best. And for you, yes, that's correct. For the rest of the world, I doubt it. Let go of your expectations about this game. Remember years ago, we were doing a presentation for people to work with children. We had a really nice, large group, and we were doing some healing, and one lady started to say, oh, well, you know, we're really good here, and I don't want my stepchildren to have anything to do with their mother's church, and we're blah, blah. And I said, stop. How much judgment are you teaching these children, and who's to say this is better for them than that other group? It's for them to say. So let go of your rose-colored glasses about CDM. We're a group of human beings. We have good, we have bad. Our organization is good and bad and everything in between. Let go of your rose-colored glasses about us as a group. And we're going to have way more fun in our creative process. Everybody in CDM is growing and changing at such a rapid rate. The more we can see one another from neutral, see ourselves from neutral, the more we can validate our incredible process, the less we'll invalidate ourselves and others, and the more fun the growth is. So let go of your rose-colored glasses about CDM. Know that your process, your spiritual path, has at times been arduous, and times joyous, and all of it blended together makes up your experience, which is beautiful. Now, as I mentioned, one of my favorite teachers in seeing things as they are is Jesus, and that certainly doesn't mean the other great teachers didn't also see things as they are. Lao Tzu actually saw things as they are so much he just got on his water buffalo and rode out of civilization. And that is a clever man. So say hello to Jesus. Every soul has the ability to directly communicate with God and directly communicate with all the great masters. Practice that gift now. As you're grounding, your focus in the center of your head and the flow of gold energy to help you. Just say hello and allow Jesus to be with you. You may experience a very strong presence. You may hear his words. You may see pictures. You may simply get a feeling. Each of you will have your unique experience. And I would like to invite you to get into the present with Jesus. It's now. It's not 2,000 plus years ago. As you get into the present, I'd like to give you a few moments of silence to communicate with Jesus about letting go of your rose-colored glasses. Ask him to help you see some places that you are viewing your life through these rose-colored glasses, through these unreal concepts. And also ask him for help in healing yourself so that you can let these go. Ask Jesus to help you with your amusement, because this helps you release and let go. You may find that some of the makeup of your rose-colored glasses are gifts from others. I said other, not mother. It can be anyone else. Ask Jesus to help you let go of these rose-colored glasses someone else gave you and you accepted. Use your grounding to release. Then ask Jesus to help you get in touch with the rose-colored glasses that you have gifted to others. Those of you with children may want to do this all week. Simply release it down your grounding. Notice how your body feels as you release these lies that you are looking at the world through, that you are looking through to see yourself, and let them go. Jesus over and over and over again pointed out to people to see the world as it is. One of my favorite stories is where these people were going to stone this woman to death because she was supposed to have committed adultery. And he said, you know, those of you without sin, throw the first stone. Well, of course, everybody left. But isn't that seeing the world in truth as it is rather than through rose-colored glasses? I'm good, she's bad. Take a nice deep breath and lay down your stone. See the world as it is. We're all good and bad. We're all here to learn and grow and teach and share, receive and give. It's such a fun place. Especially when we see the full spectrum of what is offered on planet Earth. Every day you're making a choice of how to operate. You're making the choice to operate in a beneficial manner or a non-beneficial manner. And you need to take off your rose-colored glasses so that you can see and make conscious choices rather than pretending to be something you're not. And as you begin to see yourself as you are, you're going to be amazed at your incredible beauty and power and capabilities. Take off your rose-colored glasses because they're blinding you to yourself, your incredibly beautiful spiritual self. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for helping, and continue to communicate with him if you would like. But we're going to do what we do the best and the most and believe is the most important, and that's directly communicate with God. Anyone who's been taught that you cannot directly communicate with God, I suggest you send that concept down your grounding cord. That's a lie. We are a part of God. Each of us is a part of God. So if you're a part of God, how could you not always be in communication with God? Well, one way to hang up the phone is put on your rose-colored glasses. So take them off and let yourself be that part of God. Let's bring that gold energy through the entire room to create a high, clear, neutral vibration for our communication with God. Now, we're never going to be like God, but let's know that God accepts us as we are. God sees us exactly as we are, knows our every thought. Oh, dear. our every action, everything. God knows the good, the bad, and everything in between, and has given this to us for us to grow. So as you communicate with God, open your heart to yourself and God. Open your awareness to this complete and total acceptance. Now, we're not going to get there, but we can at least experience it. And allow yourself to receive some of that acceptance for you. It's one of the greatest gifts that we can receive. And it cannot be experienced when wearing rose-colored glasses. So the next 5 minutes, I'm going to give you silence for your communion with God. If you'd like, you can simply have your quiet time, or you're most welcome to meditate with God on letting go of your rose-colored glasses. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God for the gift of clairvoyance, the gift of clear sight. And allow your clear sight, your neutrality, to help you diminish the view behind the rose-colored glasses so that you can have the full spectrum of life. You can see the amazing kaleidoscope of beauty that's here on planet Earth. And that the lotus grows from the mud. Take a nice deep breath. bring your attention back to your body, back to the physical world. Be aware that God is within and around you at all times. But pay a little more attention to your body so that you don't trip when you go down the stairs. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, lean forward and release some energy. Hello, hello, hello.
Copyright 2011 by Church of Divine Man. Meditation with Purpose since 1976.
All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.